online, on mobile. ABC News 24.
Question, what can you make music with? Well, actually, to be more specific, it's not just noise, it is music that I'm wanting to talk to you about this morning. There are household items, pots and pans are an obvious one, but if you're a bearded one, have you ever considered making music with your beard? Two percussionists are in Darwin to make music to put on a show, also to have a bit of a workshop to try to teach you how to make music and make musical sounds with all kinds of things in a weird and wonderful way. Jean Peterson and Adam Page here this morning. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have to start with Adam.
Yes.
And the beard.
Oh, isn't it amazing?
You have an amazing ZZ Top kind of beard.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
And so can you just describe, I was watching you on YouTube and you were actually playing a violin, was it? Or a guitar?
A ukulele.
Yes.
With your beard.
Well, I was trying to play a ukulele with my beard and, playing, you know, fingering the chords on my left hand and just basically stroking it over my long beard. And you'll notice there's two clips. One of the clips, my beard, I hadn't washed it for a couple of days, so the ukulele's louder. And the other clip, I just washed it, so it's quite soft.
And is there a particular song that you like to play with your beard and the ukulele?
Not really, no. It's pretty hard to do. So just a couple of chords, really.
You should mention now how far you've taken music with your beard.
Well, I actually play the beard itself with a sort of a contact mic, and it's quite hilarious.
What do you mean a contact mic? If you were to rub your beard up against our microphone this morning, could you kind of...
Can you hear that?
Yeah, you can hear that.
All right.
Yeah.
You know, just...
Sounds like scratching.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
like definitely. The DJ scratching.
Fresh.
It is a magnificent beard. I'm sorry to be obsessed by it, but I kind of am a little bit obsessed by beards. How long has it taken you to create that masterpiece?
Probably 3 years or so.
Oh, well done.
I know.
That's quite fast.
I'm pursued.
Gene, are you jealous?
No.
No.
Not at all.
He is. He cries himself to sleep every night, sitting there going, grow, grow.
Gene, you have some toys in front of you.
I do.
Can you describe what's in front of you this morning?
Just an assortment of children's squeaky toys. Mm-hmm. Actually, that's slightly a lie. I found half of these at a pet shop. They seem to have the better sounding toys.
Ah.
But they look just like children's toys. But yeah, and so I'm...
So there's a plastic hamburger.
Yes.
a dolphin. What's that? A little piggy?
The pig is great. Have a listen to this.
That is my favourite so far. What else is there? I can't quite see.
We have the Baha I'm a Sheep book.
Yeah.
And the rubber chicken. and a couple of others.
So did you start playing these instruments as a child or did you actually start learning your skills as a percussionist on a proper drum kit?
I did actually learn formally first.
Yeah.
I had to revisit my childhood with the toys. I haven't been doing this for that long. I started music when I was 5 on piano. And that's probably one thing to mention, actually. Both Adam and I are multi-instrumentalists. The whole show is not just percussion.
Mm-hmm.
And then picked up drums when I was about 11 or 12 and then started playing random objects when I was about 16 or 17. And now I've... diverged onto toys.
So how did you two hook up? How did you two actually meet up?
We met up in New Zealand, actually, about 2 years ago. We were both playing with a percussion group called Strike over in Wellington and did a bit of a tour as well. And being the two Aussies, we had a special section in the show where we kind of had a musical battle between drums, which is Gene's sort of main instrument, and saxophone, which is my main instrument, which is what kind of stemmed the idea of what the show is that we're touring currently 2 years later.
Okay, definitely. So it's a bit of a musical battle that happens on stage.
Most definitely. Most really definitely. Play on that theme, for sure.
And Adam, do you use vegetables as a part of your weaponry?
I absolutely do.
Yes.
I absolutely do. It's one of the things. Yes, and I have done for quite a few years. I had a bit of a break from playing vegetables, and, you know, because of this show, I've started playing them again, and pretty quirky sound, really.
So you have a zucchini with you this morning.
Well, what used to be a zucchini.
Yeah, describe what you've done to that zucchini.
Okay, well, basically, I've just got a drill, standard drill I got, and just put a hole through the middle and then four holes in the top, so it's like a flute or a recorder.
You do realise that zucchinis are quite kind of soft, supple vegetables. Mm. Why did you need to put a drill through the middle of a zucchini?
Well, basically to form the hole, so it's a consistent sort of chamber through the middle.
I see.
You know,
okay.
Because if you have a recorder or a clarinet with an uneven pipe through the middle, I guess, it just doesn't really work properly because the centre of sound and centre of air doesn't travel through the instrument the right way. So it's basically, it's exactly the same concept as a recorder or flute or any other sort of, you know, hold instrument, if that's the right word.
And then you have another kind of piece of musical something or
other. Well, yeah, I'm as a saxophone player, I've got a saxophone mouthpiece, which I stick into the end. I mean, you can actually play it buzzing your lips like a trumpet, so... So that's just buzzing my lips.
If you want the visual people, go to the webcam, abc.net.au/Darwin, and you will actually see Adam holding the zucchini up to his beautiful
webcam.
Bearded mouth. Just over there.
Yeah. Look.
Over there. Yeah. Beardy. It sounds like, what are those other ones that we all have as kids? What's the you know, those little, what are they? Adam Steer, help me out. He'll know exactly what I'm talking about. A bazooka.
A kazoo.
Not a bazooka. A bazooka is a gun.
A bazooka. Wow.
That's wrong. Can you attach the little saxophone piece to the zucchini?
This is without. And this is with.
That sounds really beautiful.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah,
and,
really does.
Depending on what sort of mouthpiece you put onto it, like the soprano saxophone mouthpiece has a much higher sound,
yeah.
But because it's early in the morning, a bit gravelly voice, I decided on the deeper, you know, more sensual zucchini.
So... From the sensual zucchini to the silly props and the silly toys, please, Gene, what would you like to... share with us this morning?
Oh, well, look, we'll have a little bit of a jam.
Yeah,
let's do it.
Let's have 25 minutes, 25 past 7 on 105.7 ABC Darwin. We will get the latest from the newsroom very soon. Weather details for you as well. Adam will tell you what's in the papers. But let these percussionists, these multi-instrumentalists play with us this morning.
Count me in.
2, 3, 4.
You guys must have so much fun. Do you really get paid for doing this?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but we do.
Thank you so much for coming in. They are called Loop the Loop. It's Adam and Gene at the Darwin Entertainment Centre on Saturday night. Also holding a workshop tomorrow?
Yes.
Yeah.
Having a workshop tomorrow at the Darwin Community Arts, and that's actually free.
Oh, great. So yes. School holiday kind of workshoppy thing.
Totally. Mm. I mean, it's all for all ages, but definitely youth applicable.
2 p.m, yeah?
Yeah.
2 p.m, yes.
2 o'clock.
Yes.
Okay, a workshop. And
it's not just for kids. Like, adults have
Big kids.
Yeah, yeah, they have as much fun as well. And yeah, you'll learn a lot about making music out of bizarre things.
Found,
yeah,
sound.
Found sound.
Found sound. What a beautiful idea. Thank you so much for sharing your skills with us this morning. That was a heap of fun. Loop the Loop, Darwin Entertainment Centre, Saturday night. Breakfast with